Today in South Africa, a court found a former defense minister of the apartheid era not guilty on charges of murder. Magnus Malan is the most senior member of the white minority regime to stand trial for human rights abuses. Prosecutors said Malan and nine co-defendants were behind a 1987 massacre of 13 blacks, but the judge acquitted all the defendants, saying the state failed to prove its case. The ruling has outraged many who fought white minority rule. Former apartheid officials say it proves their contention that such trials are a witch hunt. From Johannesburg, Ed O'Loughlin reports.
The men who walked free from Durban Supreme Court today are not the only victors in this politically charged trial. The conviction of General Malan and his co-accused would have confirmed allegations that the old National Party government conspired with the Zulu Inkatha Freedom Party to assassinate political opponents. Giving his verdict, Judge Yanni Hugo said there was no evidence to prove that such a conspiracy existed. His judgment was hailed by the former president and National Party leader, F.W. de Klerk.
I believe that the accused should never have been charged and that they have been done an injustice. On the positive side, now that the case is over, at least we can say that justice had prevailed.
The prosecution claimed that an Inkatha paramilitary unit secretly set up by General Malan and senior army officers had been designed for use as a hit squad against anti-apartheid activists. It alleged that several members of that squad carried out the 1987 machine gun attack on a pro-ANC household at Kwamakutha near Durban. 13 men, women and children were killed. However, Judge Hugo and two fellow judges ruled that key state witnesses were unreliable. Secret army memos recommending offensive operations against anti-apartheid targets proved nothing, the judges decided. Outside the courtroom, a jubilant General Malan told reporters that the verdict was a victory for democracy and due process.
Our hearts go out to the next of kin of the victims of Kwamakutha. It is our hope that they will gain peace of mind, especially after they had to relive the traumatic events.
But it appears that few black South Africans share General Malan's sentiments. Mbusi Ntuli lost several relatives in the Kwamakutha attack.
I don't understand how come people who pulled the trigger are found not guilty. What about those who sent them to do it? If the people who pulled the trigger are found not guilty, then what do you think of the officials? What will happen to them? So I'm very dissatisfied about the whole system.
The ANC in KwaZulu-Natal said the case raised questions about South Africa's judicial establishment, which has changed little from the days of apartheid. However, President Nelson Mandela defended the court's ruling.
If the evidence is not conclusive, it is the duty of the judge to acquit the accused. I have confidence in the judiciary. I will not interfere in the judicial process.
In the short term, the Malan verdict poses serious problems for those seeking to identify the people behind the apartheid government's Dirty Tricks campaign. Archbishop Desmond Tutu's Truth and Reconciliation Commission can grant amnesty to all political offenders who confess before December, but so far few senior figures have come forward. The state's failure to obtain any convictions in the Malan trial gives them little incentive to do so. For National Public Radio, this is Ed O'Loughlin in Johannesburg.